Inside Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. It is a Friday afternoon, 2:08 PM, Fri-yay, we like to say, some of us. Look at what's happening in Montgomery. The first thing I thought of was, where are the priorities? Well, listen, there's a thing called priorities of work, and I may have talked about it once on the show a long time ago, so forgive me if I did, but priorities of work. It's a military term. It's a phrase that's used oftentimes in the infantry to denote those things that have to take place in certain order because, you know, left to their own devices, the individual soldier may not see the priorities as priorities. Basically, here's the deal. Once you've seized an objective or occupied a patrol base, you do certain things first and certain things last. So in some units, there may be some nuanced versions, but they all tend to follow a general theme. You assess all of the who, what, why, when, and where, all right? You review the mission, the enemy, the time, the terrain, the troops available, and the weather, and then you proceed with something that's usually akin to, number one, security, sectors of fire, command and control. You redistribute your ammo. All of those things need to happen first. You get ready for the next fight. Once that's done, number two is you start doing things like designating the positions of key assets like crew-served weapons. You lay down your final protective fires, your casualty collection points. You reinforce your positions to the extent you can. And then and only then, after those things are done, do you set up a plan for rest and food. Because, let's be honest, left to their own devices, the average 19-year-old private first class Joe Snuffy is going to go for rest and food first and leave his sector of the perimeter untended and unprepared. You see, priorities of work are something that requires a measure of self-discipline, a measure of training, and a large measure of leadership. Priorities of work ensure that you're ready to fight for another day. Priorities of work indicate a well-trained and disciplined fighting force, and to be quite candid, priorities of work is a concept that can be used in so many more aspects of life than just on the field of battle. I mean, think about it. Whatever your job is, doesn't matter. Whoever you are right now listening, whatever your job is, blue collar, white collar, once you understand how to do your job, you know there's certain things that get done before others, right? If your part comes before someone else's, you know you have to do your part in quick and timely order to ensure you don't impede the flow for the next person. If you're a student, you learn the basics of a topic before you learn the advanced portions. If you're a doctor, you know that you triage patients in a mass casualty event in a certain way because certain injuries may need more immediate attention or be more readily treatable. Priorities of work. It's a concept that's too often lost on people. And when someone doesn't operate with a mindset towards priorities of work, it can create confusion, it can create disarray, at the very worst, it can create the loss of life, limb, or property. And when politicians lose sight of the priorities of work, we all get to pay the price for it. Well, that's what we have right now in Montgomery. Listen, I used to be a state senator, you've heard me talk about it, and some of those guys down there are still close friends of mine. And some of them are really fighting the fight. They're in the mix right now. And some of them are not. But as a body, as a whole, there are some things that are way out of whack right now in Montgomery. At a time when world events in both foreign and domestic are stacked up upon each other in a way that impinges our usual ways of life, you have to know that those in charge of the decision-making processes have their priorities in order. They recognize what's needed and necessary versus just what's a fluff and unnecessary. Now, some of that, by the way, I know is can be subjective and certainly a matter of opinion, but sometimes you look at it and you know that priorities are just out of whack. Let me talk you through some examples. Number one, have you seen the price at the gas pump in the last 24 hours? Whoo! Road trips are pretty expensive right now, aren't they? The price of oil is somewhere around $110 per barrel, and the price of the average unleaded gallon of gas in Alabama is pushing its way to $4 a gallon. Your current state legislature is in session. They know this too. They buy gas. And 10 cents on every gallon is because of them. They thought it'd be a great idea to raise your gas taxes a couple of years ago. They did it right after the last election, and Governor Ivey pushed it and signed it into law. They thought you'd forget about it before the next election. They didn't think we would be sitting here today with major escalation in prices due to world events and because of them. They didn't have their priorities in the right order, and now we have world events that force our gas prices higher and higher. And they have the ability in Montgomery to pass some relief right now while they are still in session, right now. But it does not appear to be a priority in their work. All right, what about your pocketbook? Well, unless you're a state employee, you're really not seeing any return right now on the massive surplus funds they've collected in Montgomery. I mean, literally, y'all, I'm not kidding. We have epic windfalls in revenue and federal relief dollars, more money than we've ever had. The Attorney General of Alabama fought the federal government in court and won the right for the state of Alabama to provide tax relief if the legislature and the governor so desire, but they won't. Instead, they've been very proud to announce how much they're spending on new and existing government initiatives and raises for state employees, but not a whiff of tax relief that the average citizen can ever feel or benefit from. Apparently, the average citizen is just not their priority when it comes to tax relief. What about education? We're poised to spend more on education this year than ever before in the history of ever. Over $9 billion in state spending. Meanwhile, the state of Alabama remains last in the nation in education standings, while eight or more states spend less than us per student and rank higher than us in quality. It's an epic failure, and you don't hear any of the perceivable measures to innovate our education processes coming out of Montgomery, do you? Kids are still largely stuck in their assigned zip codes with failing schools sometimes. Tax dollars fund failure. Fixing education is not a priority. Let's just spend more money and hope no one notices, right? But then just when you think the priorities cannot be more skewed or out of place, in comes the gambling bill. Yep. And Governor Ivey and members of the legislature believe that what you really want them to debate right now is whether or not we should give a monopoly to those same sorry bad actors and tax cheats who have been breaking Alabama's gambling laws for years. You heard me. The usual suspects kept their lawyers and their lobbyists paid long enough to earn their way into a bill that will actually put their sorry names in our state constitution. They will embed their names in our state law as the only ones who can build a casino. And the way they've got it set up right now, you're going to have casinos like every 50 miles. And they won't be prohibited, by the way, from buying the next sheriff or district attorney's race with massive campaign contributions. Why do they think that's what we need in the midst of massive stagflation, on the heels of a pandemic, and while Europe looks at war? It's the clearest evidence I've seen yet of a skewed set of priorities down there in Montgomery. Listen, just like priorities of work in the infantry, when you're setting up that patrol base or seizing the objective and then having to prepare for the counterattack, we need self-discipline in Montgomery. We need some training in Montgomery. And Lord God, we need some actual leadership in Montgomery. We need to restore the priorities of work in our public policy in Montgomery. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, they're my brethren and my sister in some of them. I mean, literally, I've got some friends down there that I enjoy their company. And like I said, some of them down there, by the way, I'm not one of those who says, they're all corrupt, they're all sorry. No, they're not. There's some good, solid people in our state government. As a body right now, though, they are missing the mark, man. They are missing the mark. Good luck having a conservative idea right now. They're just looking for the next way to spend a buck and then get out of town. In the meantime, we're all dealing with it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.